and welcome to Monday Mile. I'm Amy Fuller, former Team GB two-time Winter Olympian, and I thought there was no better time to start my own podcast, all things wellness, motivation, and decoding Mondays. Whether you love or hate them, we're here to bring you the good vibes to start your week strong. We've all lost days to the screen, so that's why I'm taking the conversation outside into the elements. Hosted over a 1 mile walk at the guests' chosen location, they do say the best conversations happen sideways. So let's get walking, and you know what? You're coming with us. This week, I'm heading into central London to catch up with none other than television and radio presenting extraordinaire, and you know what, I'm going to call her an advanced marathoner. It is the one and only, the gazelle, Jenny Faulkner. First of all, a massive thank you for joining me for Monday Mile, and of course, letting me gate crash your commute home.
Which, as you can see, I am dressed to run home.
You're ready? Ready to run. I love that.
Yeah, that's it. And so usually I come out of work and I walk down here, and I am not joking. Bear in mind, I work on Smooth. On other stations in that building, you've got Heart, you've got Capital.
Well, you've already done the Heart thing.
So on Heart Breakfast, you've got Amanda Holden. And every day she comes out and there's like 12 paparazzi waiting down here. So you come out and they clearly practice photographing on me before she comes out, or whoever else comes out. So you come out dressed like this and the paparazzi are there and you're like, oh.
I've seen your photos though. You know how to do the pat walk.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. I reckon you do. So I know you're a huge fan of running, but do you walk as well?
Okay, so I'm definitely a runner. I love running.
Well, in fact, I knew that.
I knew that. I've even got Run Pod, the running pod. You've been on it. You know I like running, but I also like walking. It's about being active for me. I mean, I've got a dog who won't run, so I have to walk with him. A child who's reluctant to run alongside me as well. So walking is sometimes a better option, but yeah, look, I don't mind. As long as you're getting active and being outside, do you not agree?
100%. I think it's all about movement. Essentially, if you've had your commute removed, which a lot of us have, there is a lot of Zoom calls and not much movement. So I've been trying to avoid sort of cram packing the Zoom schedule with video calls and just suggesting a phone call instead. So, you know, you can do the walk and talk.
This is a route that I walk or run pretty much every day. And I might, you know, switch it up a little bit, but this is the busiest it has been
really?
For ages. And I guess it's, you know, maybe it's because we're coming towards the end of lockdown, but for a year almost, there's been nobody on this route. And I come down here, I go to these huge iconic landmarks like Trafalgar Square, run past Big Ben, go to Buckingham Palace, and I'm the only person walking or running around there.
What an amazing route to commute through some of the country's most historic landmarks. What's your workout routine like though, and how important is it to you?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a bit boring because it's quite repetitive, but to be honest, if you're taking in landmarks and sites like that, it's a bit like you're sightseeing and working out in one, which is just actually really, really nice, and it gives you motivation to do it. I mean, look at that, to run past this on a regular basis.
You know what? I actually cycled into central London at the weekend. As I think someone living in the capital city, it is so easy to get complacent, but the city, especially at the weekends, it's magic. I mean, look, the Queen, Buckingham Palace, it doesn't really get better.
Yeah, and there's loads of things you see. Shall I show you a few little things that I'd never seen before. So down here, there's a few things that I've learned. Honestly, I've become a proper tourist out running, and I think that's what's really nice as well. So if we go down these stairs here.
Love this.
I know.
Is this where you run?
I am your London tour guide.
London tour guide.
Running down here and become a bit of a tour guide at the same time.
So you work 6 days a week on the radio. You've got a beautiful daughter, Ella, a family, and I'd call you a very accomplished runner. I like to call you the gazelle. You are very, very quick.
I think I may be a bit more thumper, Terminator style, because you literally can hear me thumping along. I'm not quite as gazelle-like as I would like to be. Hey, look, there in Trafalgar Square, if you can hear over the fountains, that is where they have the standards of length. So look, that's the official foot
yard.
So this is where the official measurement is. So if you ever want to know, come here.
As far as the measurement goes, the foot definitely looks a lot smaller than I imagined. So if you are listening, we are directly opposite the fountain in Trafalgar Square. So go and have a little look. Jenny's Tour de London recommendations. Back on the running front, you've done more marathons than most people have halves.
I've done, well, this year will be my ninth marathon. How many have you done, though? You've done cooler.
I've done two.
Yeah, but you've only run for 2 years.
Okay, but you've done nine marathons.
Yeah.
That is seriously, seriously impressive. How have you kept the motivation alive to keep running?
Well, for me, the motivation I have is that I run my commute. So a lot of people say, how do you fit running in? Because we all have other priorities, and exercise sometimes feels like a luxury that we should be lowering in the priority list. But for me, it's really important because keeping active helps us. Everyone says, you know, it can help with their mental health, but it really does help me with mine. And so it's important that I have some kind of activity every single day just to keep my mind really in a positive space. And so for me, exercise is part of my routine. And in order to fit it in, I run my commute. Nice. That's why I do it, because sometimes when I get home, there's a whole load of other things to do. And actually, it's just easier if I can just squeeze it in and by killing two birds with one stone, run home.
Yeah, it's an absolute no-brainer.
Have you got any tips on how to plan and incorporate a run either to or more likely from work? How do you actually carry all of the items that you need for the day?
You have to, first of all, park your, I suppose, park your vanity, okay?
Yeah.
Put it to the side, because you are going to go to work dressed like this, in Lycra and athleisure wear, and everyone else will be wearing their snazzy outfits with their stilettos or guys in cool clothes or cool jeans, and you'll be there representing the runners or walkers or hikers or whatever it is of the world. So you are in clothes that maybe wouldn't be on the catwalk, but it doesn't matter.
But you know,
because it's comfortable.
Yeah, and you know what? Athleisure wear, as I like to call it, is on trend right now. So
there we go.
I say you just have to claim it.
Yeah. So I go to work in my kit, and I've now got a rucksack where I can put like spare bits and pieces, but actually quite a lot of the time I don't even have that, and I have just like a running belt, and in my running belt I will have a lip gloss, because obviously that is important to take wherever you go. I will have my house key.
Nice.
And I will have my pass for work to get in the building.
And what's in the backpack
so
today?
Now I've got a few gloves, jumpers, a woolly hat. I've got a few spare things just because it's so blooming cold. So in the winter months, I do take a few extra bits. But that's it. That's all you need. Put stuff in your bag. Off you go.
Exercise-wise, moving forward, you've done nine marathons. Is a tenth on the horizon?
Oh, I'd love it to be. I think that's all I want to do. I want to do 10 marathons. But you know what? When you get to 10, you'll then want to do, you know, a better time on your 11th or something. So I think you've done a couple. And you know, whatever it is you do, when you've done one, you almost want to set yourself the challenge to see if you can do better the next time, whatever activity it might be. Because you're really proud to have crossed that finish line once.
Too right.
And then you think about it and you start going, oh, well, actually, if I did it again, maybe I train differently. Maybe I go a little bit faster. Maybe I try something different. Wonder if I could get a better time. And then suddenly, next thing you know, you're trying to sign up for the next year.
Too right. And
you've done it.
Very, very conveniently, we've just landed ourselves on the London Marathon finish line.
We're running up this last stretch. What are you normally thinking about?
I'm usually thinking, can I even get there? Do you know what the thing is, though?
And should we go into the road?
Yeah.
Is it closed?
Yeah, on weekends it's closed to traffic.
Oh, brilliant. We can really, really immerse ourselves in the London Marathon finish line experience.
I mean, look at this. So we are here on a Saturday and the Mall is closed to traffic. And so you can walk and cycle and exercise on the road. And look at that, we're right in the middle of the Mall. I mean, the only times really that I've ever been able to do this is on race day. And even then it's so busy, you can't see Buckingham
normally,
Palace.
Like on the left and right here, you've got stands, you've got hundreds and thousands of people cheering, watching.
I actually remember I think it was about here, approaching the finishing line, holding my mum's hand, doing a little twirl, soaking in the atmosphere, and just seeing the line in sight. I think it was utter relief.
It's just so cool, isn't it? I mean, here, if you want to ever go for a walk and you can come to, you know, a city and you go right into the centre, I mean, you get so many amazing sights. And we're in the heart of London. You've got Buckingham Palace straight ahead. You've got Horse Guards Parade over there. You've gone up there. You've got to, you know, Oxford Street and Regent Street. You've got Marble Arch down there. I don't think it is Marble Arch, whatever it's called. The Arch, Admiralty
that,
Arch.
That
Admiralty
Arch.
Going down to Trafalgar Square. It's an arch.
What an absolute win.
It's just great, isn't it? I mean, so for me, even if I wasn't running, because I injured my foot last year.
As someone that is so active day to day, how did you deal with injury? You must have gone a bit crazy. What did you do to stay in a positive space?
Well, so I got a stress fracture through excessive running, hence why I now make sure I don't run every day.
I sort of joined you on that.
Yeah.
Mine was tendonitis in my little toe.
So annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So what you have to do is, because fitness and exercise and keeping active is so integral to, I suppose, maintaining a positive outlook.
Of course.
For me, certainly.
Yeah, no,
me too. I
need
to do something. So I like golf. So I play a lot of golf, but I have to get a buggy. So you're not really doing any cardio.
But driving the buggy can be quite fun.
It can be. And the minute I could start walking again, because walking came a lot sooner than running.
Yeah.
I would walk home from work, which took a bit longer, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's a good,
it's about 8 miles.
8 miles.
So I would walk, but I'd walk down here and it was just brilliant. I mean, it was summer, it was lockdown, no one around.
Take a few layers off after work,
power
bit
walking.
Of sun on the skin, there's no better feeling.
Yeah, so I mean, it's something really special. And
nice.
It's also, it's really easy to find the motivation to walk if you have a nice outlook, if you've got something good to see and kind of keep your attention focused on everything else other than the actual walking.
So diving into Mondays, what are your thoughts on Monday first off? Do you see it as a day to almost like restart and a fresh start on the week, or is it just like any other day for you?
No, I definitely all about fresh start. New start, new week. I'm one of those annoying people that's like, yep, it's Monday, come on, let's go for it, let's start again. If it happened last week and it didn't go to plan, don't worry, it's Monday, it's time to restart and reset. And it might have gone wrong by Monday lunchtime, but hey, it doesn't matter.
I think there is something really rewarding about, I myself actually love Mondays, and using it as a fresh layer to be like, yeah, I want to get up early, had a little lie-in at the weekend, let's go. It's like Sunday's the recharge, and then Monday it's like, let's press the button and see what we can do.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I mean, how many people would be like me on a Sunday night? It's like, ugh, got to get up early again tomorrow, got to start all over again. You do get that Sunday night blues.
A little bit of the dread.
You do, because
you
know you have
to
go to bed earlier, and it's just like, oh, the weekend's been so lovely. But the minute the alarm goes on a Monday morning, I might hit snooze a couple of times. However, the minute I get up, let's get on with the day.
How do you deal with the early starts?
The thing is, Amy, they're not as early as they used to be. So I get up at 4:15 now, but I used to get up at
as if that's
2:15.
Normal.
I used to get up at 2:15.
Yeah.
So I actually get a lie-in now, so it's fine.
4 a.m. is lying. Like
no, but for 8 years it was two hours earlier, and so now I'm like, it's a lie-in. It's amazing.
There must be something like actually quite special about almost being ahead. That's one thing I do like about early starts. But then obviously, you do have the onset of fatigue later in the day. Do you take a little nap, or are you power on?
No, I like powering on. When I used to get up at 2:30, I kind of left my house just after 2:30. And when I did that, I was shattered. I mean, I would very rarely be awake by the evening. I just couldn't cope. However, there's something really special about finishing work at 6:30 in the morning and coming out and walking or running home. The sun is rising. Not many people are around, or if they are around, they're going the opposite way because they're going into town. You're coming home.
You're like, I'm done with my day.
And then
bye, guys.
It's exactly, you get home and you've done your work. You've done your workout and you get home and they're just getting up.
You should be one of those people. Have you heard about that, like, 5 a.m. club? You could start your own. You've recently started your own running club.
Yeah.
How's that going? This seems like there's some really good vibes going.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's good. So I've got...
You're almost like the Pied Piper of running. I love it. No, no, bringing people together through movement is very special.
It's good, isn't it? I mean, look, I'm not like you. I don't specialise in any sport. I'm not going to be at the Olympics representing my country.
It was a few years ago,
still,
Jenny.
You did it. I'm just enthusiastic about it. So if enthusiasm and, you know, representing being active is all it takes to inspire or get other people to get up and get out there, then I'm really pleased that it works. So I have Run Pod, my podcast, and I've got the Run Pod Run Club.
And how can people join the Run Pod Run Club? Is it open to everyone?
It's open. You have to answer a few questions just to prove that you like doing exercise and keeping active. Yeah. But otherwise, it's just a private group on Facebook. But we've got quite a lot of members. And do you know what it is?
Are we going to bring them together?
It's just a lovely community of people sharing experiences and banter about exercise and fitness and staying active. And you don't have to be Paula Radcliffe or Mo Farah to enjoy keeping active and moving. Yeah. You can be someone that just plods around the block every now and again.
And I
or
think,
just what we're doing now.
Whether it's like 10 minutes, half an hour or an hour, just general movement, I think, puts you in such a better space mentally.
Yeah.
It can totally turn your day around. And, you know, when you're feeling a little bit groggy and don't want to rush out of bed, which obviously a lot of people don't, not everyone's on the 5 a.m. club, just to get outside and move can totally reset.
How do you do it though? How do you get up if you can't be bothered? But you know that once you have been out and been for whatever it is you're going to do exercise-wise, you will feel great.
That's what I wanted to ask you.
That's what I wanted the answer.
Let's flip the switch.
On the day that you aren't feeling so motivated or excited to get up, what is the little life hack that you can share with our listeners that keeps you going?
So I always encourage people to take a little selfie of themselves once they finish their exercise. You don't have to share it, just take it for you. Now, it's embarrassing sometimes taking that selfie, especially if other people are around. Do it though, because on those days when you can't be bothered and bed's really comfy and you know you've got a busy day ahead, but you have got this little half hour window now, but you can't be bothered to get up, get your phone, look through those photos and see how happy you look in that kind of post-workout glow. And quite often that is what will switch the, you know, will flick the switch, and it'll make you get up and it'll make you go out because you'll want to feel like that again.
I'm feeling like even happier now. I feel like it's, this 1 mile walk has almost deserved a selfie. I mean, yours definitely will at the end of the 8 miles, but 1 mile even, and you feel better for it. Walk and talk.
It's good, and you can see so many amazing things. Did you see those bikes with the dogs in the baskets that just cycled past us? I mean, those are the laziest dogs I've seen.
It is mad what you see actually out and about in the parks of London.
Jenny, we've got approximately 0.1 of a mile until we arrive at Buckingham Palace. If there was one little life hack or life motto that you live by to help out our listeners, whether it be to get up, get out, and attack the start of the week, what would it be?
Well, I would say, listen, you are never going to regret getting up now and going and doing that walk or run, okay? But you will regret not doing it. You'll look back later and go, oh, I should have done it. However, if you just get up and do it now, no regrets later. So don't even think about it. Just get up and go and do it.
To anybody that is listening today, that is it. Monday Mile. Thank you so much for joining myself and Jenny on our 1 mile walk and talk. There it is, your inspiration, the 4 a.m. club, the gazelle. Jenny, thank you for sharing your motivation, the no excuse approach. Get up, get out, and you will feel better for it.
An absolutely massive thank you to everybody
that has tuned in today. This is Monday Mile and it will be dropping every Monday. So this is your source of all things Monday motivation. I would be massively grateful if you do subscribe. Give it a little like, make sure you rate it in the podcast app, and we will be back every Monday bringing you the good vibes. See you next week.